This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Dan Lyman of EuroWars. And sure, you're dialed in, you're awake. A lot of listeners are smarter than I am on many subjects, and I mean that. That's why I apologize to the show sometimes when I restate basics and talk to leftists directly. I'm trying to wake them up because most of them don't know what they're signed on to. Most of them have no idea how much danger they're in. But it's begun. Massive ridicule in England where a man helps a woman fix her car, gives them a kiss on the cheek. The police see that image of love and decency and normality, and they want to arrest him. And it creates that final moment of backlash. Or in New Jersey, the gym's been closed for 2 months. They're going bankrupt. By the way, as a test, we did it. It took, and I even hired a law firm to do it because the CPAs couldn't do it. It took us 3 weeks to get logged into the business thing, which cost us tons of money. And the way it all set up is we can't even get the money in Infowars. And I wasn't going to take it, but we couldn't even get it. Jeff Bezos got $33 billion, and he's cut the pay of his employees. And I'm not trying to demonize Bezos. It's just a sick joke. So the answer to fear is 1776. The answer is not having fear. As Roosevelt, who I didn't like politically, but he said, the only fear we have to fear, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. I mean, if there was something killing 5% of people for real, I'd be locked up in my house. You'd have the cops wouldn't be out arresting people that are dumb enough to be out. They'd be hiding out too. No, man, this thing doesn't even kill 0.03. It's a hoax. And when doctors expose it, they get banned. So here is the beginning of the worm turning. Even in authoritarian New Jersey, the cops finally get it because their moms and dads and brothers and sisters are going bankrupt too. And then who's going to pay the taxes? Here it is.
We are and we're only here for everybody's safety today. We plan for the worst, hope for the best, and it seems like that's what we have out here today.
So the police kicks them to kick them out, the police refuse to arrest them, and people say USA.
We're all in violation of the executive order. On that note, have a good day. Everybody be safe.
So, you're violation of executive order. That's the dumbass governor who said, I don't care about the Constitution. Like that dumbass mayor in Chicago got caught getting her hair done and says she'll arrest you. She said, well, I'm important. I've got to get my hair done. See, how discriminatory is that, Dan? We think about race all day or religion. But when governments tell who's essential, who isn't, isn't that the ultimate form of classism right there?
Absolutely. They've chosen winners and losers. Obviously, these big box stores get to stay open. Here in Switzerland, things have started to open up a bit. It's nice, but the ridiculous lengths and measures that people have to take if you want to go sit down at a cafe, or go to a restaurant, go to the gym now at this point, they're such asinine, ridiculous things. They don't add up at all. For instance, I just saw this announcement on Long Island the other day. You can play tennis, but you have to bring your own balls, and you can't touch your opponent's balls. You have to use your own, but you can go to the grocery store and touch all the products there that have been touched by the people stocking the shelves. So none of it really adds up. It's all just on a whim, everything. And I think it's just to make our lives
compliance ahead of the forced apps this year and next year. That's really what it is. Like, oh, it's simple now. The app tells you what to do. It's about accepting a social credit score.
Absolutely. And they have plenty of people here on the ground, the people among us who are happy to enforce that as well, to rat on us, to make videos about us. And also to, for instance, Paul just published a story about these people at the cafes in Germany. One of them, they have to wear pool doodles on their head to enforce a social distance. And when I saw that video, the picture posted virally originally when it was posted, the first comment was, the most popular one was someone saying, good, that's what they should have to do, and they should feel ridiculous for being out and having the gall to go to a restaurant in this crazy time. And that was the most popular comment. So yeah, I think there are many among us.
Do 5 more minutes with us from EuropeWars.com, because I actually saw that. I want to pull that article up, because a month ago China started with the kids having to wear dowels 3 feet on either side of their head. And then now Israel wants you to take a chip to make sure you stay separated. There it is. Public humiliation. Cafes make customers wear stupid hats to enforce social distancing. This is all a giant Milgram Stockholm Syndrome horse manure operation. We're going to show this. the article at Infowars.com and Newswars.com with Dan Lyman. Then we're going right to your phone cards. Gerard, Meredith, Jimmy, Greg, Peter, Jim, Francis, and others. We're back in T-minus 60 seconds, going directly to this article that Dan Lyman mentioned.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's face and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
And I got to tell you too, folks, I never quit winning. And you know why? I'm gonna come off like a crazy bear sometimes, or a tiger, but because I'm not backing down. The reason I've never lost is because there's other people like me that believe like I do. And you're old, you're young, you're black, you're white, and you love freedom, and you love justice, and you love God. And we've come together. So when I say that I appreciate you, I'm like a man, again, that I'm thrown overboard in an ocean that found a piece of driftwood. And that driftwood was looking up at me saying, thank you so much for hugging me. I'm like, would you please quit saying that? Thank you. Empathy builds civilization. Because if I empathize for my family and somebody messes with them, I'm going to stand up like a man. But also if I see somebody else treated wrong, I'm going to stand up for them. Empathy doesn't mean you're a wimp. It means you're actually strong. And it means when you see your country being invaded by the third world attacking you, you stand up to it. You see the globalists annihilating them, you stand up to it. You stand up for what's right instead of always being Machiavelli. And you find out things really start working out good, like Jesus said they would. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That's the beginning, though. And then others begin the next level of lay down your life for others. See, that's really sold as this incredibly altruistic thing that's done. But if you're going to lose your whole family, your whole tribe, your whole people, and you get to live a month longer, is it really heroic to die in the service of your people? No. Selfish. And I don't take that to be a blasphemer. I believe in God, and I love the Bible, and I love Jesus, but you know, God loves his children. He wants us to live and to be good and be strong and not be evil. And so the idea that it's heroic to stand up for what's right, I think it's common sense. I just don't get the ways of people that get off on screwing people. Because earlier in my life, I was never evil, but I had evil inclinations and I'd cut corners and sometimes gloat about things. You know, maybe somebody started a fight with me, and maybe they got me down, and I got up and put them in a coma. Then I got to see their mama crying, and they had a tube snake down their throat. My dad would make me go see people in the hospital and say, stop doing this. You could have just got them off you. You didn't have to break their neck. And so that's the difference. See, those of us that have power, like Spider-Man gets told by his uncle, have great responsibility. And that's the balance of power, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Gates has no governor on who he is. And that's why he's such a joke and everybody hates him, because he's given up his humanity. Dan Lyman brought up some great points. And I'm glad he reminded me of this. There's so many articles on Infowars.com and Newswars.com and Europewars.com that a month ago, I don't know if the crew during a one-minute break could find it, but I think the headline was like, Chinese children ordered to create their own social distancing. There it is. China implements social distancing hats for elementary students. Now look, I said a month ago, scroll down, let's see if my memory's right, about a month ago. Yeah, April 28th. So it's May 18th, so 3 weeks ago. Almost 4 weeks ago. And they're wearing pool noodles on their heads and cut out paper. Now, as Dan Lyman said, Paul Joseph Watson article, public humiliation. Cafes make customers wear stupid hats to enforce social distancing. What is this instinct that, well, we're allowing people in a cafe, but we're going to wear pool noodles on our heads, dunce hats? This is all about submission and the left breaking our will. Dan Lyman, they've really crossed the Rubicon. Where do you think this is going next?
Absolutely. It seems like an effort to dehumanize us and to basically break our connections with other people. I'll give you an example. I was just out at a cafe at a restaurant in Switzerland a few days ago, and there was a table of four elderly folks. They all clearly knew each other. They were having a grand old time, and two of their friends showed up. They all clearly knew each other. They may have even been related. And the two people that showed up tried to sit down with them to sit and have a tea with them, and immediately the staff had to come over, and it became a very contentious situation. They had to split them up into different tables, and some of the people had to go sit with other people, and that was what they had to do in order just to sit six people on two different tables, and they all clearly knew each other and probably walked out of the restaurant and all hung out together without any social distancing as soon as they left.
Oh, yeah, that's why people don't want to go out. I finally went to a restaurant with my wife last week, the steakhouse, and they had like eight tables, and we were in the middle, and everybody's wearing masks. It's like, it's all BS.
It is. And, you know, you told a funny story a couple weeks ago or last week, and it rang so true with me because it had just happened to me as well. You said you were out at, I think, Barton Springs, and some woman saw you approaching without a mask on, and she basically dove into the bushes, and she was like 20 feet away from you.
It happened a bunch.
It sounds like a ridiculous story, but I was running on a trail in the woods, in the middle of the woods, and there was a woman and her husband walking towards me, and as soon as they saw me, they happened to be on a bridge at that time. The woman leaned over the side of the bridge and was up on the railing to get away from me, and the husband was covering her like as if there was live fire going around as I was running by, and that was the reaction.
Did you see the woman in England with the long cane pole hitting people?
Yes.
She goes out of her way to go, not social distancing. I mean, here it is.
Yeah, I mean, we hear so much now about mental illness and how much that needs to be addressed. All these people that are being fed this constant propaganda that if they're not 6 feet away, 2 meters away from other people, that they're going to get sick and die. What is that doing to all these people who are mentally ill? It's creating an entire army of crazed zombies who, in many cases,
they have an excuse to mess with people.
Exactly, and be violent, call the police, and shaming, and try to get people fired.
Oh, yeah, they're teaching the Maoist brigades, and next month it won't be social distancing or a mask. It'll be your political views, just what Maxine Waters said. Don't let them get gas, don't let them be at a restaurant.
Right, these are the foot soldiers of the coronavirus revolution, essentially, and they're very happy to chip in because they feel like they have a little bit of power. There was a woman that out of California, she just released a video, it kind of went viral, where she was filming families on the beach and shaming them and saying, you know, this is ridiculous, you know, that you would have your kids out on the beach in this crazy time.
I hope they die of cancer.
Exactly, and then you see the police approaching these families and giving $1,000 tickets.
They don't ever go after the tattletale. In fact, in Hawaii, I've seen the videos where, and it's nothing against brown people, but they think a woman's white with her white son, so the natives go, oh, you're not allowed to be here, and the guys come and arrest them. She goes, I live here, and he goes, arrest them. They go, no, the people complain, we're not arresting them. So again, the complainants like this god in Nazi Germany, because they want to reward them.
Yeah, they had their little access, a tiny bit of access to power, and they're exploiting that now. And I just don't think that it bodes well for the future of society in general. There's just a new schism, as if things weren't already polarized enough. You have new schisms that are very prevalent now at this point that I think are only getting worse.
And the most sickening part is, my dad's an oral surgeon and all the rest of it. And yeah, 1 year in college, I went and did the little tests and got a quick thing to be an assistant in dental stuff. And I learned about autoclaves and you change the gloves. And if you didn't change gloves every time in the operatory, you get yelled at. And I was good about it. But you change gloves every time you leave the operatory. You have to change the gown every time you do a new procedure. When you go in the autoclave area to clean all the bloody equipment, that's a whole other shift, like half the day. You're cleaning bloody equipment all day in there, and you got to change every time you transfer it. So these people wear these gloves all day. The statistics even spread. They're like, I'm wearing my gloves, and it's total BS.
Yeah, it does. You know, when you're around these other people, you feel like you have to give them extra space or they're going to think, you know, less of you. And, you know, I just try to be considerate of other people's space, especially if they're elderly. But it creates this constant paranoia, both on their side and your side.
Well, that's it. They use all of us trying to be hospitality towards the other person as a way to enforce the neuroses.
Right, exactly. You know, you walk into all these places, there's the spray disinfectant for your hands and all that, and, you know, I'll do the song and dance just to keep other people at ease, but I'm totally sick of it, and I think many people are going to become sick of it. And
Will we take the app? Will we take the vaccine? That's what gets like, hey, it all ends when you take the vaccine, but give me liability protection. What do you think of 30 seconds left? Bill Gates, man, he is like the most hated person on earth now. I don't think he thought it'd go that way.
I don't think he did either, and even in these protests in Germany against the lockdown, they're holding anti-Bill Gates signs. So the movement against Bill Gates is, I mean, it's reaching even the lawmakers in Italy. They're calling for his arrest. I'd love to see it. I think the man's evil. He needs to be investigated thoroughly, but we'll see if it happens.
Amazing probably. Job. Dan Lyman at EuropeWars.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Cheers.
We're going to be back with your phone calls to balance the hour. And then, Owen, the Destroyer, Troyer, stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners. Owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've needed these for years. Come on. You're at a bar. You've had a few too many. You're a little wobbly. These drinking tubes are going to save lives. It's perfect. You just bounce off your friend. And then I started thinking, where have I seen these before? These look familiar. And they look like those little toddler walkers. You know when you have an infant that doesn't know how to walk yet? You just yeah. Plop them in one of those things. That's when I'm out. That's what
I haven't thought of it this way.
Oh, absolutely. All it needs
I haven't
is
thought of it
shape.
That way. I just don't know how do you get out from under it. After,
okay,
after
folks,
when you're...
This is not satire. This is not a joke. On Fox News, they're promoting a bar called Fishtails in Maryland where you wear a giant size inner tube around you so that you don't bump into other people as part of the social distancing. This is a giant Stockholm Syndrome, Milgram experiment, Stanford Prison experiment. This is pure evil. So Communist China a month ago had kids wearing styrofoam noodles on their heads. We're like, oh, look at the Chinese communists. And now this is what goes on in America. And now in Europe, public humiliation cafe makes customers wear stupid hats to enforce social distancing. Well, they're not calling it Fishtails, the dumbest fucking people on earth. You know, I don't normally use non-King's English here, but you got Alan Dershowitz saying, if you don't take this forced inoculation, leave America. We're going to take you to a prison facility. We're going to forcibly inoculate you and jam a needle in your arm or rape you. I use a little profanity for that. You got to note it by that. And now this is dumb, dumb dumbs. Dum Dums is the name of the new bar that everyone should go to. All right, we're going to take calls here, a few segments. And then there's a band video that's going up at band.video. Wow, I knew band.video would be big, but it's getting really big. We got lots of videos, like every day with a million views or more. And it's all these banned medical doctors, heads of virology at Rockefeller Hospital, and heads of virology in Australia, and heads of the Nobel Prize winners for virology coming out and saying COVID-19 is a hoax. They'll have a million, 10 million, 15 million views. They get banned. I just have the crew. I go, hey, any medical doctor you see with a half million views, they'll be banned. Go ahead and grab it. And we have it, and we post it. And the globalists are so pissed because we weren't supposed to be here, and it's only been the fire hoses of money that you've given us to fight the leftist Clinton-funded Soros lawsuits and their operations with intelligence and our counterintelligence. And I mean, it's been a war here, and it's been beautiful, and you've kept us in the fight. And they are so pissed. All right, let me go to your calls, but these aren't just names I'm throwing out to sound smart. Look into Stockholm Syndrome. That's what this is. And they've got a certain number of followers that will follow any order they're given. They're called idiots. Oh, we're open, but it's okay. You're wearing these inner tubes around you. Learned helplessness. Oh, that's really important. You want to look into that. That's what leftism and being a victim is all about. That's the most important thing. Milgram experiment. They got the average college student, over 90% think they killed other people under orders. That's what you're seeing right now. The authority figures give orders. Stanford prison experiment. The prisoners acted just like guards within a day of training. But the training's important. They get into their role. But right now, let's go to your phone calls on this live Monday, May 18th, friends. Michon, that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of your money has gone into to keep on air. Hundreds of millions. You know, most talk show hosts that have a show a third my size have private $50 million, $25 million jets and 20-room mansions in there. Just the big plastic wife and all this other crap. I took all that money and put it right back in there. You know what satellite uplinks and bandwidth and 100 crew members for all the systems and all the legal and all the rights you got to pay for and all the streaming and all the stuff and all the. In 26 years on air, I did the math about a year ago. It was a staggering amount of money. It was something like $400 million. But you know, the New York Times and CNN and all them, they cost something like $800 million a year to run a piece. But think about what we've done together. Oh, by the way, that's a gross number. I did that with sponsors and selling products, so we only get part of that number. So with like $25 million a year of actual funding, we've done what would take them $100, $200 million to do. And that's why they hate us, too, because of the fact that we're fast and we're light and we're real, and it just totally pisses them off. So I'm going to go to break, and I promise to go to your calls the last two segments. I'm going to get to Caleb and Meredith and Jen and Carlos and Gabriel and Jefferson and Jason and Noel. When I throw out those numbers, it's not like, oh, hundreds of millions of dollars, I'm big, powerful. No, it's not that. It's that the people built something. And thank God I didn't buy that private jet. They tried to sell me a couple of them. We did all this, and it's so valuable how we've changed the course of the world. Just a few good men and women supporting the truth and spreading the word and standing on what they knew was true, even though you were attacked and demonized for it. And now we've changed the world together. It's incredible. And we've paid the crew members well as well. Something all Hollywood and all the scum don't do. I mean, we've done it right and proven against all odds that people want freedom, and that's why they're so angry that while all this evil's taken over and all these horrible things are happening, they just think it would be Bill Gates on every channel smiling down in his pink sweater with his wife with an upside-down cross just telling you, we're coming, there's no hope, there's no choice, you're getting a shot, and I've got liability protection, so say bye to your testicles. But because of all of you, it didn't happen that way, so I'm going to plug for 30 seconds. We're going to go to break, and that's it. I'm not going to plug the next two segments. We're running the biggest special of the year. I've extended it 3-4 days because I've been too busy to come up with a new special, plus everybody's loving the special, but a bunch of stuff's already sold out or it's selling out. So all of our best-selling supplements and products are on massive sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Krill, 50% off. Survival Shield, actually 50% off. Lux Pure Breeze, $100 off retail. That's the best deal ever. Supermel Vitality, 35% off because that stuff's expensive. Emrex Essentials, hand sanitizer, 50% off. And with essential oils, 8-pack power stack, that's at cost, 70% off. DNA Force Plus is the one thing. If you got one product, it's that. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus, very close to selling out, 50% off. Ultra 12, highest quality B12, under the tongue, that's 40% off. Vitamineral Fusion, 50% off. Bodies, 40% off. Turbo Force, 40% off. Herbal food available yet again. And you're just amazing keeping us in the fight. So I'm just very blessed and thankful. All right, enough of me. When we come back, I wonder where these guys are going. What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet.
Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
About Native Americans being particularly locked down by their own tribes and global state governments. Well, yeah, they never left martial law. So let's see what Hoke Sheila, this is in South Dakota, Native American, on what's going on with the COVID-19 lockdowns. Thanks for holding. Hoke, you're on the air.
How mataki ape. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks for holding, sir. Go ahead.
I wanted to share with the people a message that was given to us in Lakota Sweat Lodge ceremony. What the spirits told us is that if people up in the northeast of the United States and in Chicago, if they don't get out on the streets soon and start marching on city halls to demand that this lockdown stop, they're not going to be able to do it in the future because they're going to try to keep them in their homes, particularly once the military are on the streets. People will not be able to organize to resist. And they said all it takes is just one person or a group of people to just start walking on the streets and calling out people to go. So I just wanted to get that information.
Well, that's profound. I've had dreams about that. Literally just people, when we have small demonstrations, government back down, because they realize the government doesn't want to do it on average. It's the evil on top. We have to make the example for others. We have to be leaders. So a lot of us that are leaders don't want to be arrogant, like, oh, I don't want to go out there and lead something. Someone might get hurt. Everybody's going to get hurt unless we have to do this. We have to be leaders.
I hope. It's very true. And they were what the Spirit said is that if people don't in those areas don't act soon, they're going to get into the situation where they're not going to be able to free themselves. It's going to be difficult.
Well, there's no doubt because they're going to make you stay in your house to get food. What else are you guys seeing on the imprint of the universe?
Well, what we were told years ago as well in ceremony, we were told that this would be one of the first incidents. It would be a pandemic. And what they said is that the big one that you're talking about, that Bill Gates was referring to, which would be the big terror attack, the biological weapon attack. They told us that when this hits, you're only going to have about 30 to 45 minutes to get out of the big city centers before they quarantine them. So they said make sure to have like a weapon, a bug out bag, some stuff.
Well, exactly. In fact, we just need to get out now. And, you know, I don't say this to be patronizing or virtue signal. It was Native Americans at first in the British manuals. They would take the smallpox blankets and give them to you. So this has been done before. And exactly. Gates now admits this is all a drill for the real lockdown.
Yes, and that's what they told us, the spirits. They said that people will only have 30 to 45 minutes to get out of the city centers, and after that they won't be able to escape. It'll be complete quarantine on the big cities.
So your particular, is your ancestor spirits, or is it the great spirit through your ancestors? You hear the spirits. What are the spirits?
What we believe in the one God. We're monotheists. We call them Wankantanka. And the spirits over our tribe are basically in the Christian religion the equivalent of angels. We call them the Tukashalale. And so they're communicators and messengers between the Creator. We don't worship them. We worship only the one God. Aho. So this is
I wanted you to tell people that, though, because it's, you're right about the Native American teachings. They're very similar to Christianity, the Great Spirit. And this is the big one, though. I mean, everybody, I call it the imprint, the psychic imprint. Whether you're in a sweat lodge or you're praying, I mean, it's so intense that this is evil. This is coming to kill us. And even people that aren't spiritual, are you noticing, understanding, and like are really waking up? It's actually very positive. I'm seeing a major awakening right now.
Yeah, and I want to thank you for what you're doing, because I want you to know that our traditional spirits and our culture, they have confirmed what you're saying is true. And this is the big move that they're making now. We have to act soon or we're not going to be able to stop it.
Pure death, brother. God bless you. This is the big one, folks. This is training us to be locked down when they really hit us all. And not to use the Native American riff, but it's true. It's the concentration camp. It's the reservation. And it's. But this time, the cities are the concentration camp. So the meek will inherit the earth. All those that want to be in the cities and act cool, they're done. And it's a very frightening time, folks. But we're scared to take action. We should be scared and take action. Let's go ahead and talk to Carlos in Canada, then we'll go to Gabriel and others. Carlos, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Just wanted to mention to you that in the context of the art of war, you must know your enemy, but you must also know why you're fighting your enemy. And it seems that the Antichrist is really the enemy. It has been for some time. It's been something that happened many, many years ago.
Yeah, why would Melinda Gates wear an upside-down cross? I mean, these people are sick.
Well, that's because she is a member of the Antichrist. And if you know why these individuals are the way they are, it's straightforward. There was a period of time which most people don't understand. It's rooted. It's not simple. It's not coming from Mars or from Plato's, arguments. It's coming from a fact that a number of international financiers in the year, 3 years before 1776, in 1773, they got together. These people were atheists. They weren't of any particular religion. They were acting against the principles of their own religion. But they got together and they said, we must destroy, because we have money from them, but we have no power. We must destroy both the Church of Jesus of Nazareth, and we must destroy the estates that at that time, after the Peace of Westphalia, all the governments of the of Europe basically had agreed that
exactly the governments of Europe had capitulated to Christianity in the Renaissance, and so the evil needed to absolutely destroy those governments now, which they're now doing again.
That's right. And what they decided was, and you see it all the way to, if you want to call it all the way to the present, all the way to Libya. They destroy countries. They don't care who rebuilds them. The last thing
They want to destroy civilization. And that's the thing. The left claims, oh, we're going to take over and build something. No, you idiots. It's a literal weapon to destroy humanity.
And but it's essentially to keep in mind that this is strictly an antichrist and financial control, because once you control the finances, which is what they wanted, they said, we will destroy. But
now, Carlos, you're really smart. Let me ask you this. I don't want to be over positive, but I don't want to be over negative. I've been really depressed the last month, but now I'm really feeling good. I'm seeing a huge awakening. I walk in stores now. People are high. I'm not bragging. It's a bellwether. I walked in a grocery store this week. I was mobbed. I mean, people saying, screw Bill Gates. We all know it's BS. I was mobbed. People grabbing on me. So I'm just a bellwether. The average person doesn't know other people, so they don't know how pissed folks are. I don't think this is going like the devil wanted it to.
Well, it's not necessarily the devil, it's the Antichrist, you see? The Antichrist is against the value systems that Christ imposed.
Nogger, but isn't the Antichrist the son of the devil?
Well, to a very large extent, it is a 666 individual that was mentioned and exists in the scriptures. But you must understand that...
You're a smart guy, Carlos. You've been calling for 15 years. Explain to me. I respect you. What's the difference in your eschatology from the devil and the Antichrist?
Very straightforward. The devil is a fallen spirit. It is a spirit based on material world. It is a spirit.
And the devil sends the beast with wrath. So the creation of humans with evil, our congress with Satan, creates the beast, is what you're saying.
And what I'm saying to you is that the devil always tells you and tells Jesus, look, you're very persuasive and people follow you. Just look, give me the honor of allowing you to conquer the world, and it's all yours. And Jesus turns to the devil and says, hey, you're boring me, Satan. You just don't get it.
Get behind me.
Well, movement, you see? And they are in a material world. So the Antichrist looks to take your money to control you by debt. And with this virus, it's better than a war. They're getting trillions of dollars on which people will have to pay.
So the devil's one entity, but the Antichrist is a system.
Exactly. The Antichrist is the material expression of that which Jesus Christ tried to tell everybody. If you have spiritual life, you must help each other to find eternal freedom, eternal life. And the material world says you don't need Christ. You see, these individuals in 1773 decided to use the money that they had together, that they pulled together, to finance people like Jean-Jacques Rousseau. They financed, Diderot, Descartes, all of the individuals in Europe that they could to teach.
And they even had Jefferson on their side for a while. All right, you're a smart guy. Always impressed, Carlos. I'm rampaging through your calls on the other side. We're going to go bam, bam, bam. I'm getting to Noel and Jason and Jefferson and Gabriel and Ken and Jimmy and Jim and Meredith and Caleb. And I got to give each person 1 minute. So be ready. Start your engines.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After about a month of ExtendoVite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I really respect your calls, and I'm looking at like 15 on the board. So,
a digital frontier.
I guess we should just say that we're going to have open phones the rest of the day.
Trying to picture clusters of information.
But I want to go to Jim, law enforcement, on the end game of vaccines in Caleb, in Ohio. Jim, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
How you doing?
You know, I knew all this stuff was going to happen because I read the Globalist blueprints, but I can't believe they're actually doing it. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I sent you guys a letter. I've called in before a number of times. In fact, you took my number the last time. And what it was about is that they have sent out a letter. I'm walking outside. They've sent out a letter from the head of our department talking about all this that's going on. And he flat said, we're not changing anything that we're doing. We hear about safety on highways. We're not pulling anybody over because they're not wearing a mask or they're too close, or we're not stopping to do anything like that. But the purview of our department has not changed one bit, and it will not change.
Well, that's great news. And in fact, we have a small crew. We get about 10,000 emails a day conservatively. Send it again to showtips@infowars.com. Or what was the subject? Because I really appreciate your tips. We don't take them for granted. We're just overwhelmed, like, you know, drinking out of a fire hose here. What was the subject?
That's what it was. From me, and I put, just the law enforcement update, I think, is what I put on it.
Okay, well, I definitely want that. So is it, what is the California law enforcement letter on not enforcing the shutdown, or what?
Well, what I have to do in order to keep myself legal is I redact out all of their stuff and just take the body of the letter and copy it and put it in one of my emails.
No, I understand, Jim, and it's pearls before swine. Not that I'm the pig around here. I just there's so much information. We got all these other great callers too. Maybe we should transfer them over to Owen coming up. But what is your view on this whole thing and what's coming?
Well, I am also a minister as well, and I don't know. I identify you with you so much because for 35 years I've walked door to door and talked to people, and they'll call me names and threaten to turn the hose on me, and you know, and I says I'm trying to tell you the truth, and now finally that we get down to the end, it's amazing how many more people are listening and go, yeah, I guess since over 100 years your group has come and talked to us and knocked on our doors and we threw you off the porch and. But you might be onto something. I'm like, no kidding, really? Okay.
So exactly. You're seeing a big awakening.
Right. And the one thing that I brought out, I wrote down a couple little notes for me, was one thing you got to remember is that according to Isaiah, the earth will always be inhabited. It says that God didn't create it for nothing. He created it to be inhabited. And
by the way, I was watching a show last night, and they go, you know, we've looked, it's one out of like quadrillions that the moon perfectly is 40,000 miles away or whatever, and then with the sun, so it perfectly eclipses. No, the Bible says God's proof is in the firmament. All of it is perfectly calculated just to show us that God built it.
He said he put two luminaries in the sky, a brighter one in the day and a darker one in the, one that was less bright in the night. So I guess I know who put it there.
But think about it. Within centimeters, the moon perfectly blocks the sun and eclipses. Think about that. Oh, but they're like, we think it's the only planet that all the satellites have seen in the galaxy like this. Well, because it's all perfectly done.
There's so much more information that's now coming to light like that. Even Noah's flood, people are figuring out more and more with the fossil record.
Oh, they've now proven there was a worldwide flood, just like it says.
Right, but that it didn't happen that long ago. That this thing that happened millions of years ago is not true. So. And there was one other thing I wanted to bring out to you, because once in a while I hear you get down. So I just wanted you to remember this. Something that a friend of mine gave me a long time ago. It says, the next time you feel like you can't be used, remember this. Gideon was afraid. Rahab was a prostitute. Jeremiah and Timothy were too young. David had an affair. Isaiah preached naked. Jonah ran from God. Naomi was a widow. Job went bankrupt. Peter denied Christ. And his disciples fell asleep while they were praying. Martha worried about everything, and the Samaritan woman was divorced more than once, and Zacchaeus was too small, and Timothy had an ulcer. So when you think about it, you don't know who he's going to use. You don't know how that's going to come out. Don't discount anything, especially what you're saying.
God bless you, Jim. I appreciate your call. No, it's not that. I just get so mad at these globalists that I just feel weak, that I can't get them defeated. You know what I mean? But I understand it's up to God. All right, Caleb in Ohio, China released second wave. I totally agree with you. They're already hyping. Just, you know, China says wear whatever you call those things you swim in the pool with. What are they called? Noodles. China says wear noodles on your head. Now we do it in the United States and Canada. And so they're our God. Caleb, what do you think's coming?
I think it's going to get a little worse. I think China, you know, may release a second strand of this, and this is kind of all a test. You know, what do you think about that?
I mean, there's a bunch. No, I totally agree. And Gates has said, oh, the big one's coming. This is just the test to lock us down.
And that's what I've been thinking, too. Now, I've been listening to you a bit, and I just think that this is a perfect time for them, you know, think about doing something worse than this. And, you know, maybe a second strand of virus that's more deadly or just cause more of an economic meltdown. And this whole virus has already caused economic meltdown. I can't imagine what's going to be worse than this, you know?
Absolutely. Thank you, Caleb. Your phone's breaking up. Call me back. Gabriel in California. We'll talk about Terror Storm Endgame. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going through some old tubs back in my storage, and I found Terror Storm and 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Everything
wow.
Alex has said that was going to happen in the mid to late 90s is happening now, and I'm sick and tired of these popcorn prophets popping up all over YouTube and Instagram saying, oh, look, we got a prediction. It's going to come true. Alex has already said this. But most of all, Alex, I want to talk about the men of God. Why aren't they opening up the churches? Why have they succumbed to the state, to the government? Why aren't they living by faith, Alex? I want to know your take on that. I'm not concerned about TBN, but I'm talking about the local.
I'll tell you why. Because they've taught us submitting When you get bit, submit the pit bull unleashes, but it doesn't. So now that you're finally in the trap, they just think with their big church groups and their money that, oh, they're being part of the community, they're being helpful, they're leaders with the government. And then now, no matter how ridiculous it gets, oh, have drag queen story time in, just be nice, that they think that submission will fix things when submission is death. So, I mean, that's it. They're just not leaders. A lot of them are just kind of pop star PR people. And so they're not real preachers. I mean, I'm not trying to put them down. That's really what it is. What do you think is the reason, Gabriel?
I think they're trying to do the right thing. They're trying to teach the public. But Bible says that you'll be known by your fruit. So if the children of Israel had just shut up and listened, then we would never have a movement that we have now. We believe Jesus because righteous men stood up. Look at Paul, Peter. You were just talking about it.
That's right. They all got killed. They all got crucified upside down or burned alive or put in oil.
Exactly. Hey, we're pretty much all on our own. All we can do right now is just cling to your faith. They'll be coming for the Bibles next. They're going to cut off the power to the electricity, the water supply, to the...
Oh, that's it. They're going to use this crisis. Oh, this is it. I totally agree with you. This is... People need to know, man. That's why I'm telling listeners, like, we may not be here in, like, 6 months. Folks, I mean, I'm serious. This is like, you need to get ready and prepared because this is the main assault. Remember, oh, 15 days to curb it. Now it's like months. Oh, we're not turning anything back on. And Trump's like, yeah, turn it back on. They go, no, we're not turning it back on because this is their full assault.
They're moving the goalpost, Alex. God bless you, man.
God bless you, brother. I could take 50 more calls. We're out of time. We got Jason. We got Noel. We got everybody here. I don't want to hear about who's been holding the longest. I guess Jason in California. Go ahead.
Alex, the awakening, it's happening, and you can really feel the Holy Spirit strong, especially in the last, 48 hours.
Oh, it's strong. In fact, the tide turned in the last 48 hours. It turned, didn't it? Boy, it came in like a blast.
Oh, yeah, and you feel it.
Even my parents have been down and depressed. They're like, look like 20 years younger on fire right now. It's like, electricity went right into them, like cobra bites.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And, I just wanted to bring some good news here. We all know how much of a disgrace California has been when it comes to handling things professionally. I wanted to bring something to light that's beautiful happening here. And I live in Newport Beach, and this entire time, the law enforcement has not been enforcing anything. There's no mask. There's no mask law.
It's not about kissing the cop's ass. It's true. The average police officer is a good person. It's the evil above them. Evil doesn't have a lot of power, but it's good at getting the top. It puts all its energy, and that's why them saying no is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. And, even with the people running Orange County, there's no mask laws. So nobody here is wearing them. And when you see, when these beaches were, air quotes, closed, we still had people coming in and nothing was being forced.
Sure. They do photo ops in certain key areas. I'm out of time. I apologize to Noel and Jen and Meredith and others and Jefferson. But I'll be back tomorrow. So is the rest of the crew. Owen Schroyer takes over. You've got American Countdown with Bob Barnes, 7 to 9. And I can't tell you enough how powerful you are. The dog don't hunt if you don't share the links. Thank you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.